this life is a resemblance in the airport. So when you go to the airport, you see a similarity of life. The simile between them is this function. مثل المطار والحياة فيه أمور متشابهة كثيرة. So he says, as the plane come down and the planes take off, just like a birth of a person, the end of a life of another person. You say so long to someone who's leaving, and you say welcome back or welcome aboard for someone who's coming. How many of us are guaranteed to be here tomorrow? None. How many of us come to the masjid only when they're born because their parents come to the sheikh and say, can you please recite Al-Fatiha in your right ear? And we will never see them again in the masjid. We will only see them in the masjid when they come in a box. That's the only time we see them in the masjid. How many of us are strangers to this place? How many of us drive by and absolutely pay attention to this place? How many of us know that the Fajr prayer comes in at 6 times? Half an hour later, everybody's on the highway. But nobody really bothered to get up half an hour just to pray. Think about it. What will take with you, akhi? When you came to this life, what did you bring with you? Nothing. And believe it or not, the scholars will tell you exactly the same thing as you're leaving in one ayah. وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of life. You know some interpretations of the ayah is what? Don't forget your share of life. وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. الْكَفَن. Your shroud is what you're taking physically in the material of this life. Have you ever seen anyone taking the Mercedes-Benz with them in the grave? Do you take your Swiss bank account with you? Your private jet? Your private yacht? Let me tell you a true story. This is from Dr. Nabulsi, Hafidhahullah. He says, I know this person. He says, he lived a high life. Very expensive. Everything has to be the top of the line. Songs, dance, naked women, alcohol, drugs. He had the life. He was living the life. Right, brothers? The dream. He was the man. He was so famous in his playground, everybody wanted to be his friend. Nobody can talk to this guy unless you're somebody. You have some stars or arrows or maybe some swords. You know some of the power of the people. If you don't know anybody, you're a nobody. You don't come to talk to this guy. He had everything. So rich. Top of the line cars. You name it. All of a sudden, one day later, he's in the grave. Everything he had is gone. And that's why the scholars would tell you the difference between life and death is a choice. A choice you make. You know what that means? Allah gave you the power over your senses in this life. Meaning you have the right to choose whatever you choose. You can watch whatever you want. You can watch a'alim, or you can watch porn. Go ahead. You can take the money from halal or haram. You can use your feet to walk to the masajid or bars. You can have righteous friends, or you can have the people that says, hey man, let's paint the town red. Let's go get some reefers. Pass it around. Sure. And then what happens? Once you die, do you have a choice? You don't have a choice. That's the difference between life and death. You have no choice to use these eyes anywhere. But as a man says, رَبِّ ارْحَمْنَا يَوْمَ جَفَّ اللِّسَانِ وَبَرَدَتِ الْقَدَمَانِ وَجَفَّتِ الْعَيْنَانِ. خلاص. انتهى الأمر. اقرأ كتابك. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Go ahead, read your own book. But what will happen to the eyes? Well, they will testify for you against you. What will happen to your feet? They will talk on judgment day. Your hands will talk. But will you be able to talk yourself? No. Nakhtim, sealed. No more. You have no choice. So what choice would you make, a smart individual, when you compare between life and death? And look at this. A young girl, may Allah have mercy upon her. She's ghir mukallaf, by the way. She's not obligated. So don't worry about it. You have to worry about yourself. Don't worry about her. The pen has not been written. Not writing a thing. So she's safe, alhamdulillah. But we are on the hook. So think about the difference. And look at the cycle of life. When you came to this life, you didn't see the one who gave you birth. When you leave this life, you won't see the people who actually buried you. When you came to this life, somebody made a noise. They're happy when you've seen you, just like the airport. And when you leave this life, somebody will cry over you. Another noise, different. When you came to this life, the nurse gave you a shower. When you leave this life, we will give you a shower. And when you came to this life, after the nurse gave you a shower, they will cover you with a blanket. And when you leave this life, after we're giving you ghusl, we will shroud you. When you came to this life, somebody's given you a birth certificate. And when you leave this life, you will be given a death certificate. The most important certificate is 99 files on Judgment Day, where everyone can see it. No more hiding. Everything you see, hear, and talk about is downloaded, but it will be uploaded on Judgment Day on those 99 files. ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها وجدوا ما عملوا حاضرة ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. Are you ready for that day, أخي? And then, when you came in to this life, hopefully your father recited the adhan in your right ear. You know why? There's no adhan or iqama here, Sheikh. Between that adhan and this, what have you written in your book? Haven't you heard? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I'll finish the story, inshallah. The story of the adhan. Just listen to it carefully. But listen to it with your heart. Have you ever pondered and reflected on the call of the adhan? What does it actually mean? It is the only thing that is repeated more than anything else in the adhan itself. So listen and reflect. Listen with your heart. I want you to take your arrogance and leave it outside with the shoes where the dunya belongs. The dunya is where you step on the bottom of the shoes. That's where it belongs. Not here. So listen to the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know what that means? God is greater than what? Than everything. But have you lived that way? Let me explain to you. The caller of the adhan is saying, Allahu Akbar, but you're still watching that movie from Bollywood because you want to know if this girl is going to run away with this guy and meet in a romantic place in slow motion in the middle of the desert because that villain father does not want them to get married. But Allahu Akbar, no, you're still watching. You know the cricket game because Pakistan is playing India. You know what I mean? Yeah, this country is Muslim, this country is not. Allahu Akbar, you're still watching that football thing because it's a World Cup soccer thing. You know what the scholars say? That means you're actually saying by your actions and deeds, Allah is not us. Allah is not greater. No. This movie is greater than Allah. This movie that I'm watching, this game is I'm watching, it's bigger than Allah. That's what you're saying. You see, there was a righteous Sahabi. He had a matraqa. He had a strike, an axe in his hand. And he was chopping the wood. He heard the word Allahu Akbar. You know what he do? He let it go. He could have simply finished that strike, but he didn't. And they asked him why. He says, لا بورك في طرقة النودي عليه الصلاة. One strike, one axe. He says, no, it's not blessed. How many of us leave that lane at the last minute? You know when I have time, man? Manana. Dude, I'm busy. I got things to do. Places to go. People to see. What is this? Allahu Akbar, you're going backwards, man. حسابي من حسابي عم خدنا على جناحك حجز لي حتى جنبك يا عم ربنا رؤوف رحيم حل عن نفوخي سمعنا السلام عليكم عم. That's what we hear. And that's what happens. He says, Allahu Akbar, you mean it. And if you haven't heard it, actually it's repeated again, twice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Which means what? Allah is greater than everything. It means you're going to live according to what? The Creator is greater than the creation. And the religion is rooted in tradition. But what do we live like, akhi? عيب. الناس هتقول ايه؟ هاكلوا وشنا. Is that what we do? Yeah, we care about what? We care about the creation more than the creator. Right with this? Some of us do. صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah protect us from that. And the tradition of عرف is stronger than the religion. You know what that means? You know, even my family, I'm not telling you, wallahi, we're not speaking my words. My own family takes off the hijab in the weddings. This is our tradition. In the place where I come from, unfortunately. But it's halal haram, it doesn't matter. No, you take the Quran, يَضْرِبُونَ بِهِ عَبْدِ الْحَاطِ. I don't care what Allah says. No. Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Nur, 59 and 31, doesn't matter. But the people will say, what will they say? We care about the people more than the Creator. Isn't that amazing, Shaykh? Then he says, now if you haven't heard Allahu Akbar, listen to what's coming. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَّا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Really? Do you really declare that there's only one deity deserving to be worshipped except Allah? Really? Are you sure about that, أخي? Well, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ وَهَوَى. Have you not seen those who take their own whims and desires to be their gods? Choice you make. Then if you haven't heard it again, listen. أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Do you really follow Rasulullah? Do you think if he comes here, he will know that you're a Muslim? If he comes to your home, will you change the channel? Will you minimize the screen you're watching on your laptop? Will you change the conversation you're talking to the significant other from another mother or a sister from another mister? Will he say something different than what you're saying? Will you be wearing something different than you're wearing? Will you be eating something or drinking something? Will you be smoking? Will you change whatever it is that you're doing? On judgment day, do you think you'll say, Ummati, Ummati? Or will he say, Suhqan, Suhqan, liman baddala wa ghayya? Get away from me, I know you not. You changed and exchanged. If you haven't heard that, he tells you bluntly. What does he say? Hayya ala salam. Straight up. Gloves are off now. You don't get the hint? Come to prayer. I didn't get it yet, man. You know, I gotta. You know, prayers doesn't pay my bills. Wallahi, I heard it with my own eye, my ears. I heard a brother says God doesn't pay my bills. You know, the problem is, akhi and ukhti, is we don't understand it correctly. You see, you're standing in front of the one that has the treasures for the keys in the heavens and the earth. The one that gives you the job, the health, the wealth, the mental state, and everything that you have. You're leaving him to run for something that is not guaranteed. He's guaranteeing it. So you're not very an intellectual individual if you do so. So if you want success, you don't get this hayya ala salah part. He tells you hayya ala falah. If you want success, hayya ala falah. It's the true success. Why? Well, the Quran answers this question. All of us want to be winners, don't we? Okay, what is the definition of success in the Quran? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَلَنَا وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. If you want to be among the winners, أخي, do whatever it takes to stay in the hellfire and go to heaven. Okay? حَيَّ عَلَى فَلَاحٍ. You get it? Okay. He repeats it again, just a reminder for the last time. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Did you get it, أخي? Now, الْعِلْمُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَمْ عَلَيْكَ. Knowledge, whatever you heard today, is a plea for you or against you. It's up to you. Whatever you do from now on, it's your choice. Why? You came to the QW, didn't you guys? You want to go to Niagara Falls, it's a nice place. Rivers, green, gardens, chill. I'm taking a chillax now. But I don't want to go to downtown Toronto. It's hustle and bustle, too much. The stress is up. But you're driving. You've seen the sign. This is going downtown Toronto. This is going to Niagara Falls. You're driving. Nobody forced you. But on the ramp, you decided to go downtown Toronto. You end up there. You go, what am I doing here, man? I don't belong here. What happened? I'm supposed to end up in Niagara Falls. But you were driving. So where are you driving to, akhi? Have you seen yellow signs, fluorescent signs, warning you? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَنْ يَتَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ. Have we not given you life? It's the same as everybody else, but those who remember, those who remember. And جَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ. You know, the warner has come. The Quran has come. Prophet Muhammad has come. Your gray area has come. You know the noise you make when you sit down? You know the noise you make when you get up? Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? Have you seen some receding hairlines? Have you seen the biryani belly? Have you seen some glasses that you can't see without? Can you not hear me through your ears? Have you seen other brothers that are not here anymore? Did they not want to get up in the morning and have some breakfast? Did they not actually plan to sleep tonight? They did. Where are they going to end up, akhi? Where are you going to end up? So, one hadith I will finish with, one narration. It says that the angel of death comes. He will see you crying. You know what he will say? أَتَبْكُونَ مِنِّي فَأَنَا مَأْمُورٌ. Are you crying because of me? I'm commanded. I only follow the command of Allah. أَمْ تَبْكُونَ عَلَيْهِ فَهُوَ مَقْهُورٌ. Are you crying over him? He has no choice. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا نَقَصْتُ مِنْ عُمْرِهِ لَحْظَةً. By Allah, his life was not decreased by one single fraction of a second. وَلَا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ دِرْهَمٌ. Not even a single penny was left out of his risk. وَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّ لِي عَوْدًا كَرَّةً تِلْوَ الْكَرَّةً حَتَّى لَا أُبِقِي مِنْكُمْ أَحَدًا. By Allah, I will come back over and over and over again till none of you would be on the face of the earth. They say, وَاللَّهِ إِلَّا سَمِعْتُمْ مَلَكَ الْمَوْتِ لَبَكَيْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. You will cry over yourself. And you will forget about your deceased. So having said that, akhi, just in case you were so far away, listen to the ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عَبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُمْ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Because I see your faces. Wallahi, I'm getting goosebumps, I'm telling you. You think we're safe? Wallahi, we are not safe. We are on the hook more than you, akhi. Because we're telling people what to do, what not to do. You understand? We are on the hook more than you. There's a place in the hellfire for us if we don't follow what we say. You understand how scared we are? Wallah. Says, tell my slaves, my worshippers, my servants, never despair of Allah's mercy. Why? Inna tawkeed. Inna mushaddada here. La inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all sins. And the bonus. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila man saliha fa ulaika fa taqeed. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدْلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِ الْحَسَنَةِ. That's it. That's I'm leaving you with this one. Just to never despair of Allah's mercy. We'll finish on the positive, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, except those who repent, believe, and do righteous deeds, what happens, ya Allah? I will take all the sins he committed before. I will wipe it out. Only? No, Allah is most merciful, generous and merciful than that. I will take all the sins you committed. I will transform it into good deeds. You know all the sins you guys done? It's now actually good deeds. Only you have to do. You look at the order. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. First you have to repent. وَآمَنْ. Because your repentance will increase your iman. And the proof of your iman, عَمِلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Once you do that, دَخِي, congratulations. Welcome back. Because you want to run away from Allah, run to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Not مِنْ اللَّهِ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon Brother Shahuddin. And I have mercy and of the parents and patients of this system.